This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show December 5th, 2018. We're talking no other than Genrex Biotechnology Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GNBT. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him as the CEO and the president. He's going to bring us up to speed of what's been going on with the company, Mr. Joe Muscato. Joe, welcome back to the show.
How are you doing? And thank you very much for having me back on.
You know, it's been a little while, probably about 8 months. So tell us the overall, what's been going on with your company. Bring us up to date, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Well, we've been able to make some major acquisitions since we talked last that we had in the pipeline. We made those acquisitions. One of them, Veneto Assets, which we've been able to now, under Terry Thompson's lead, totally revamped that whole MSO platform into a much, much more highly compliant on the federal side as well as the state side, which we needed to do. So we can now turn that back on and deliver our own drug treatment platforms as well as pharmacy, lab, and all the services that they had provided through their doctor network. Now we can provide it in a much more compliant way. And the beautiful thing about an MSO is, you know, you can shut that off, on and off, at will.
Right.
As you adjust things. And we've adjusted now in high compliance. And our plan is to turn that back on. And revenues will start to really heat up as they were before.
You know, that's awesome. One of the reasons why I asked you to come back on the show is that rumor has it on campus, you guys are trying to uplist on the NASDAQ. Where are we at in that process?
Well, we talked to the NASDAQ, and the NASDAQ gave us a lot of great input, and we will be making our application because we fully comply on the financial aspects today. We will put that application in the coming days. We hired a firm that all they do is NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange listings. We've hired that company. They're filling out our application right now. And we plan on within the next week, no more than 10 days, to have that application in. And we believe we'll be listed and get back to the NASDAQ where we belong. You know, we were a NASDAQ company for a very long time. And, you know, the benefits of being a NASDAQ far outweigh any other paradigm of being public. So
absolutely,
couldn't
agree
so
with you
that's
more.
Where we need to be.
Oh, yep. I want to talk to you about a couple of things and bring my listeners up to date. One, you're retiring about 20 point something million shares. I want to know the reason for that. And then also, you're coming out with a 1-for-1 dividend plan. Can you explain that to myself and my listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. We had promised when we first became management of Genrex in 2017 of January, that we would, you know, take our shareholders with us and reward them based upon our success for allowing us, you know, they allowed us to clean up the company and do all the necessary things that we needed to do to get to this place today. So there's going to be one more dividend at 1-for-1. And, you know, as everybody would be, you know, concerned about dilution by doing a 1-for-1. Well, we have a pool that we set up, which was announced back in December by four individuals, myself included. We gave up all of our rights to the last dividend and put in a pool for the benefit of Genrex. So nothing goes to us. It all goes to Genrex. And we utilized about $14 million out of that pool for acquisitions. We are going to retire that. So there is really very minimal dilution in doing this 1-for-1 dividend. So this 1-for-1 dividend will be our last thank you to our shareholders. Doesn't mean we won't do one, you know, once then we focus on our business and all of our businesses, and we have many now. But This is the last part of the plan we put forth in 2017, which is a NASDAQ listing. It's tied to that NASDAQ listing, and we will pay that dividend the day after we're listed.
So I want to extrapolate what you're trying to say here. Are you going to give them one extra share for every share they have, or are you just going to give them the value of one share and put that?
No, we're going to give them one. For every one share you have, you get another share. So let's say you have 50,000 shares. You will own 100,000 shares the day after we are listed.
And what is the expiration date on that? When is that? When
you got October? October. I believe it's 29th. I don't have it in front of me, but we believe we'll be uplisted well before October 29th. So as long as we're listed, everybody will share in our success, and that's couldn't make me any happier.
Maybe I didn't explain that good enough. When do I need to buy? What's the last day I can buy your stock in order to be a part of the dividend plan?
Well, we have a July 20, I believe it's the 4th or the 28th date.
Okay.
So you'd have to buy the stock or own the stock to be
a part of that.
You know, to be part of getting that dividend. Yes.
Very good. My guest today is Joe. Go ahead.
And then if you you could still own the stock and be entitled to it because you have to own it on the ex-dividend date. It would be handled the same way as a large dividend. So that means the day after the pay date would be the ex-dividend date at which if you sold your stock, then that dividend would transfer to the new owner.
Got it. Got it. My guest today is Joe Muscato. He is the CEO and president of Generex Biotechnology Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GNBT. Letter of intent. What's going on with that? You're looking at M&As. I'd like to know a little bit more about this new company that you're looking at.
Yeah, well, we are right now in discussions with one of the largest banks in healthcare, and I believe and I hope that they will take the project. We signed a letter of intent with Curomic. Curomic is a cancer research company in, three of the red hot button areas of cancer research, CAR-T, NK, as well as their proprietary platinum technology on developing biomarkers for cancer research. And, these are the areas that big money is going into. We will add that their platforms to our already Antigen Express, today known as New Generex Immuno-Oncology. And we're merging those companies, and we're going to take that public like we had announced, and we're hoping that will be done within the next 60 days. We have a vehicle. We're talking to a bank, and we believe that, based upon raising the necessary money for the first year, as well as the vehicle being ready to be uplisted, we'll be able to uplist that very quickly. We already gave our shareholders of Generex a dividend in that company. So, again, Generex cares about its investors, and we want to take them with us, and we've done that twice now, and this will be our last third time.
Joe, it's been 7 months since you've been on the show. Before I let you go, what do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, what I'd love for them to take away is that we've executed since 2017 in January. Since we told everybody, and we've been very articulate in regard to the plans. We did our phase one successfully, our phase two successfully. We're on phase three of the overall plan. Next stop is NASDAQ Stock Exchange, providing liquidity as well as high value for our shareholders. And then we can get to what we do best, which is to concentrate on our business, because we would have, at that point, reached all of our goals in our three phases of development to get to now concentrating on our business. So, the future is bright. We have a lot of revenue streams in place. We have some great science, as well as great products now that we're commercializing. So it's all about revenue and, getting to the next level. But the plan is to get there to the next level on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange.
As for my listeners, if you want to learn more about their company, go to their website, www.generex.com, Generex. Joe, I want to thank you for stopping by. The only thing I ask is that you wait 7 months to come back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on, especially with your new entity with NewGenRx. And I wish you nothing but success, and hopefully you come back on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your listeners, and you know, we definitely will be back.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.